KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies today with a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident early this morning near Morton Mills in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say a car driven by Janie S. Voss of Villisca and a semi driven by Timothy A. Bunda of Emmitsburg collided near the intersection of Highway 71 and 155th Street at around 4:55 a.m. Voss was traveling north on Highway 71 when her Chevy Cavalier was rear-ended by the semi, which was registered to Tim Bunda Trucking. The collision caused a total of $2,850 in damage. Charges are pending the completion of an investigation into that crash. News time, 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
The Cass County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees will hold a special public meeting this morning at 8 o'clock here in Atlantic to decide the future of the Behavioral Health Unit, or BHU, at CCMH. The meeting was to have been held last week, but CCMH Administrator Pat Markham said one of the board members was not available for that meeting. The board has held previous discussions on the possible closure of the BHU because, they say, the facility has been losing revenue. In 2010, the unit cost the hospital $500,000. The Cass County Board of Supervisors and Sheriff Darby McLaren have both sent letters to the board offering their support for the Behavioral Health Unit in hopes that it will stay in Atlantic. At stake are 21 jobs and added costs to the county if BHU patients who are wards of the county have to be transferred to other facilities across the state. Today's meeting will take place in the CCMH Conference Room Number 1, first floor meeting room, and that's accessible through the main atrium entrance. Police in the Taylor County community of Lenox say a central Iowa man was arrested Monday on a warrant associated with fraud and connected to repair work he was contracted to perform following the May 11th tornado that devastated a portion of the town. Officials say 27-year-old Joseph Adam Whitehead of Marshalltown was arrested on a felony first-degree theft charge following an ongoing criminal investigation conducted by the Lenox PD and the Fraud Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office. Whitehead is accused of soliciting work from victims of the May 11th tornado in Lenox, being paid for the work, and failing to perform the work. According to Lenox Police Chief John Huggins, the charge stems from a single incident in which Whitehead is alleged to have taken $11,000 from a single victim. Chief Huggins said also that there are at least two known additional people who paid Whitehead for work that was never completed, and additional charges are expected to be filed in those cases as well. Whitehead is currently being held in the Marion County Jail in Knoxville, where he is facing felony theft charges filed by the Pella Police Department. The charges filed in Pella are unrelated to the Lenox charges. According to Huggins, Whitehead is expected to be held in Marion County until the charges there are resolved, and then he'll be brought to Taylor County. Council Bluffs police say that two teens were arrested Sunday in connection with the August 14th fire in an office trailer near the Pirate Cove Water Park. The early morning blaze spread to a nearby storage shed and destroyed several pieces of equipment valued at more than $100,000. Both buildings are owned by the Council Bluffs Community School District. According to Bluffs Police Detective John Clark, a 14-year-old boy was arrested Sunday and then released to the custody of his parents. A 17-year-old was also taken into custody and was being held Monday at the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center. The teens' names were not released. They've been charged with suspicion of second-degree arson and conspiracy. Detective Clark said both teens have admitted to their involvement in the case, but he declined to elaborate on how the fire started. An Adams County teen was arrested Monday morning for attempted murder and assault on a police officer. Sheriff's officials say 16-year-old Elijah Newkirk was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. after he allegedly held his mother and three siblings hostage inside their home. at 500 4th Street in Nottoway and threatened to kill them. Authorities say Adams County Sheriff's Deputy Robert Lilly and Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy Rick Mitchell entered the home and disarmed the teen, who remains in custody. Newkirk was charged with 4 counts of attempted murder and 2 counts of assault on a police officer using a deadly weapon. The trial in the case of a Griswold woman charged with vehicular homicide was set to have begun today here in Atlantic, but Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner said Monday it's instead been continued until December 13th. 45-year-old Christine Annette Breedeman was charged with vehicular homicide and possession of marijuana following an investigation into a June 2010 accident near Atlantic that claimed the life of 44-year-old Katrina L. Christensen of Atlantic. Earlier this month, Judge Jeffrey Larson denied the defense's motion to suppress evidence or testimony in the case. Police in Atlantic said Monday that 4 people were arrested over the weekend. On Friday, 35-year-old Brent Beadle of Oakland was arrested on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to comply with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. And on Sunday, officers with the Atlantic PD arrested 54-year-old William Schreiber of Atlantic and 26-year-old Quentin Moses of Ralston, Nebraska. Both men were charged with first offense OWI. And 49-year-old Harry Moses of Oakland was arrested Sunday on a Mills County warrant for civil contempt. All 4 individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, 77-year-old Marjorie Emma Southman of Griswold died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Marjorie Southman will be today at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 84-year-old Claire Schuler, Jr. of Atlantic died August 16th at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. A committal service for Claire Schuler, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 10:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 69-year-old Joanne Harder Hulsebus of Atlantic died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Joanne Hulsebus will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 90-year-old Catherine Earlmeyer of Manning died Sunday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Earlmeyer will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 67-year-old Darwin Andy F. Anderson of Greenfield died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Darwin Anderson will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. 93-year-old Roberta Gray of the Oakland Manor Nursing Home died Sunday. Funeral services for Roberta Gray will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church, with the Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland in charge of arrangements. 50-year-old Brian Donald Jensen of Ponte Vedra, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Memorial services for Brian Jensen will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 68-year-old Bill Clarence W. Libby of Lewis died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Libby will be held Friday at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. 91-year-old Isla Mueller of Adair died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. Funeral services for Isla Mueller will be Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. 96-year-old Georgine E. Peters of Roanoke, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died August 16th. Memorial services for Georgine Peters will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.